brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gerald Celente is coming up in the next segment, and for those of you that have been holding patiently, you'll get to ask me and Gerald a question. I'll get to talk to you. You'll get to talk to me. How arrogant does that sound? But let's go to Victor in Nebraska. Thanks for holding. You're on the air, sir.
Hey, Alex. Wonderful I got to get through. I'm a longtime listener. I'm 31 years old. I'm a native from Puerto Rico. I went to school there from Head Start to sixth grade. My question to you is, with this Michael Hastings passing away, why would they want to lure in Snowden, knowing that what happened to him?
What do you mean, alert Snowden? Explain that to me.
Like, why would they want him to come back to the country if they know what they do to whistleblowers? Like, why would the media spin it like, you know, it should be a good thing that he returns back to...
Come and be thrown in prison for reporting on crimes of government. Come back to Nazi Germany. Absolutely. Look... a lot of people are trying to spin it with no evidence that he's some double agent or something. He released what everybody already knew. I mean, the CIA director last year bragged they listened to you through your appliances in your house without warrants. The big news is the family's now been out for 4 days and friends saying they believed he was probably killed. They want a new investigation. Gee, you probably think that'd be news. That is nowhere but Infowars.com that I've seen, and I checked it this morning. Nowhere but Infowars.com. Nowhere. I mean, they could blow me up and have my wife going, I want an investigation, and it wouldn't even be in the news. Think about that precedent and how much danger we're in. And people say, well, why are you trying to scare us? I'm just laying out the reality. That's what I do. I can't help it. I mean, and again, most of the government isn't bad, but they're not the ones in charge. And the danger is letting them do this. I appreciate your call. So I start talking about this, and it just freaks me out. Eric in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, brother. It's good to talk to you again. I called in a while ago. And what I want to say real quick is just the fact that if anyone out there is feeling really down on yourself or you feel like everything's going wrong for you, I want you to know that it's not your fault. From a young age, I was really unhappy and a really messed up kid until I found God personally, not through any church or any man-made belief system. But the change that I've experienced in my life is incredible because when I was a kid, I was cursed. I was cursed with unbelievably bad things, but I just want everyone to know if you feel bad, go to God because God can cure everything.
No, listen, all the studies, even the atheists have to admit it if they're a scientist, not the political ones, that prayer and real personal spiritual activity hires the awakening, ups the brainwaves, and is miraculous over illness, you name it. And they try to put a box around it and have man control it. But that's what Jesus talked about, was the Pharisees and Sadducees, you know, doing their works before men instead of before God. Absolutely. If you don't like thinking of yourself as bad and say, oh, God can't help me, just say, God, I want to be good. Will you help me be a better person? And even if you don't believe in God as a physical, you know, deity, the universe, justice, it just works. It will attract the positive to you. And people say, oh, you know, that's new agey. No, I get more people to come to Christ on this show without beating people over the head with it by just getting them to think. Then they have their own spiritual experience, and then that leads them to, you know, much better things. The world took over the churches and had them beat people over the head so that people would turn away. The globalists are very, very smart, ladies and gentlemen. They know what they're doing. But there's definitely a spiritual place in our heart and our mind. The pineal gland, our DNA now they've proven, is a receiver transmitter. That's a scientific fact. I mean, this is heavy stuff.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Watch me! I got it! Hey! That makes me want to shout. I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got soul and I'm super bad. I got soul and I'm super bad. Now I gotta move. That tells me what to do.
Yeah, there you are on the TV screen for TV viewers. Gerald Celente dancing. I got soul and I'm super bad.
Sometimes I feel so nice.
Oh, yeah.
I want to try myself a few. I got soul
and I'm super bad. Hey, we got Gerald Celente here with us. I love this guy. And, of course, you're one of my mom's favorite guests. I think I talk to people, who's your favorite guest? Most of them say, oh, I like Gerald Celente. And then next it's, I like Max Kaiser and I like Ron Paul, on and on and on. But Gerald Celente is an American trends forecaster, publisher of the Trends Journal, business consultant, an author who makes predictions about the global financial markets and other events of historical importance. Celente has described himself as a political atheist and a citizen of the world. He has appeared on everything from BBC to NBC Nightly News to CBS, Fox, TrendsResearch.com, TrendsJournal.com. Both of those will take him to a site. And he's here to be part of Obama Deception 2 that comes out in October or November, probably early November, because I'm just getting so many interviews and so much research. It's going to be the best film ever. Very powerful. Wake folks up. You're here. And we really appreciate you being in town. I've met you in person a few times before, but you've taken me around New York and stuff. But here you are in Austin, Texas, my friend.
Well, I have to say, I'm really thankful that you invited me, number one. And number two, you know, I've been on everybody's show, from Oprah, the Today Show, CNN, you name it, and around the world. And I have to say, your studios here are as great as anything else out there. And I'm really, really impressed about the great operation that you have, the staff that you have, and the professionalism. It's first rate, and it compares. And now I know why so many people listen to you and follow you, because this is a first rate operation.
Well, we're trying to get there. I'm trying to get there. I'm kind of the weak link, but we're building the new studio. I've got the uplinks ready, a bunch of other stuff. I'm going to have to really hustle to raise the money to get this completed. But by next year, we probably will be to the next level of reaching more than 15 million people a week. We're already reaching that. But I want to just double that, because I don't want to just fight these people and do half measures. That's what I like about you, is that you're doing the same thing, Gerald. You're escalating what you're doing. You're doubling down on America. You're not fleeing. I want to get into all the news and your analysis. But first, let's talk about why I'm interviewing you for the Obama deception. I mean, you're saying you're not fleeing. A lot of big guys have been leaving the U.S. quietly. We're not going to say their names. You've talked about doubling down.
Yes, I have. But before we do that, I'd also like to say, in seeing the effort that you're doing and what it takes, for everybody out there that's listening, to do what you can to support this and the people that are speaking out and aren't afraid to speak out. Because if you look at the other side, I mean, we were talking about the Obama deception. How about this for a deception? Remember when Obama was running in 2008? And he said he would never accept a penny of outside money, and only the people's money, and wouldn't take money from special interests. And of course, who funds his campaigns are the special interests. So if you're a special interest out there, in the interest of living a life of dignity and respect, and in an America that you were taught to love because of the fundamentals upon which it was built, you know, this is really a time to put your money where your mouth is. And, you know, we need support from the people, we the people. And so in seeing your operation and seeing what it takes to make it happen, I really urge everyone out there to do what they can at any level that they can. If you're going to support a politician, man, woof, and you should be supporting something that's going to help you. And this is the kind, I was listening to Ben Fuchs as I was waiting to go on the air. You know, I have an honorary doctorate in complementary medicine from the National University of Health Sciences. And I'm listening to this interview. I said, wow, this guy really knows his stuff. And the information, the quality information that you put out, that you can't get anywhere else. So, again, you know, I urge everyone, and particularly now seeing your operation, what it takes to make this happen, to do what they can to buy the products that you sell and support PrisonPlanet.com in any way that they can.
Well, thank you. I mean, look, I could have big, giant, you know, mansions and just be a talk show host and have, you know, a jet probably. But instead, I've made the decision to fight tyranny. So I'm putting technically about 120% of my earnings right now. I'm putting money that we put as backup into trying to just build this up and go to the next level, because that's what I want. I want to beat these people. I want the mercury out of the shots. I want the fluoride out of the water. I want the estrogen mimickers out of the plastic. I want our troops to come home. I want the Federal Reserve to be kicked out of the country. I want our nation back. I want the warmongers in jail. I mean, that's what I'm after. I'm not after going to globalist confabs and feeling powerful or having a butler on a private jet. I'm after going 110% after these globalists. I know you've been at the highest levels of things, Gerald. You've seen how the establishment operates, how they're so entitled. People on, you know, $25 million jets with butlers. And it's like, man, but could care less about what's happening to the world around them. And this stuff even blows back on the elite's kids. They're not getting away with this world they're creating. You can see everything starting to unravel. And it's crazy. And I can't imagine the middle class, but even nouveau riche and old money that's being fed on by the globalists, they're all just, in a lot of cases, giving up, not believing they have any power. When, if I'm just some guy from Texas, in 18 years I've been able to do this, I want to do 10 times this. Well, what is wrong with people?
Well, there's a lot wrong. But there's a lot wrong and there's a lot right.
Oh, I agree. A lot of folks waking up.
You know, we did in the last Trends Journal, the I don't want to hear a trend. People don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear of something that breaks their belief system. They don't want to hear something that may upset them because they feel powerless to do anything. But again, you know, when you talk about the American Revolution, and we could talk about that as well because it leads into the question that you first asked me. How many people began the American Revolution? What was it, a couple of percentage?
That's 1%, and then 3%, and then 5% won it.
Yeah, and then only, I think at the height of it, only about 45% of the people supported it.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, just you gave moral support.
Moral support.
Yeah.
So it doesn't take, it takes a small number. And then if people could really understand what the opposition looks like, all they have to do is open their eyes. How can anybody, you know, hail to the chief? I don't care who the chief is. How could they clap and applaud for Senator Harry Reid or Mitch McConnell? How could they look up to Boehner or Bonner or McCain? How can they genuflect to their con man in chief, whoever it might be? You know, what's wrong with people? How have they lost their dignity? This is the level of people that we're talking about, and I'm saying that we don't have to listen to them. There's a quote in preparing for the show and looking over different things. When President Obama was saying that how he was going to win the Afghan war, people forget this, back in 2009 when they had the troop surge, 33,000 more troops, Hillary Clinton said, you know, he's not concerned about what the polls show. You know, the people are disgusted with the war, essentially. Oh, no, we don't count. Don't look at the polls. We don't count. Vast majorities are against the war, but in America with a K in it, it doesn't count anymore.
And I remember him saying that. If you go back to any culture thousands of years ago, if a king lost a war, he would have to abdicate and step down, or a new dynasty would come in. Because even if people were barbarous, they didn't like losers. On top of it, these people are losers.
That's what I'm saying. They're losers. They lose everything. There's nothing that you could put your finger on that says, hey, look at the great success. Let's put them up again in the cleanup spot, you know? So that's what I'm saying.
The New World Order are losers, who have made themselves too big to fail. I was just watching a congressional hearing during the break in there, and the congressmen were admitting, we've made you too big to fail. That's now the standard, and you banks are taking over.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is that if people would realize that the enemy is really not an enemy, they're just letting people run them and control them because they don't have the courage to say no. But now the courage is coming along. More people are saying no. And you're leading the charge, as well as I and others.
Believe me, I don't want to lead it. It's dangerous.
Well, again, I know it too. You know, I realize it. I get my share of things. But going back to what you said, what I'm doing, I just bought recently 3 buildings on the most historic corner in the United States. Matter of fact, listeners could go to Ulster Magazine, U-L-S-T-E-R, magazine.com. It's Ulster County, New York. And it's in Kingston, New York, Colonial Kingston.
Is the magazine out yet?
It's out, yeah. They'll be FedExing a copy. We should be getting it soon. But it's on the stands out in New York now, and it's on their website. And What Kingston was the first capital of New York State. The British burnt it down in 1777. And these are the houses that predated the burning, and some of them were rebuilt. But I came back from Berlin, and it's about not leaving. And last year, not this past June, but the June before, I came back on April 23rd of 2012. And after being in Berlin, I realized, I said, you know, this Berlin had to be at the top of Western civilization in the 1930s. I mean, you think of the...
It was.
Right? It's culturally, philosophically.
Scientifically.
And you think of the German names, not for nothing. You know, Bach, Beethoven, Goethe, Einstein, Wagner. And here's what you see, Alex. I spent a lot of time in Europe. And to me, Berlin was grander than Paris before it was bombed out. And you see a beautiful stone, beautiful, gorgeous building from 1880 in Berlin. And then you see all new construction that from bombed out from World War II, and then an old building. And this footprint is repeated everywhere. And I'm thinking to myself, how could the Germans let this happen to them? How could they let a two-bit freak destroy their country? And then I'll keep going on and tell you the rest of the story of why I bought. And that's what inspired me to stay in America and not let any two-bit freak throw me out.
Exactly. Exactly. We're not going to put up with it. We're going to kick the New World Order out. And we're going to be right back with Gerald Celente on the other side. Your phone calls, we're going to get into all the news, get his take on Snowden, NSA, the deaths, all of it.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Got my good friend Gerald Celente here sitting with me in studio. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and my other good buddy, Jimmy Vaughn, bringing us in. And we have returned, ladies and gentlemen. Better watch it. Gerald will start dancing again if you're a TV viewer at InfoWars.com/show. You got to see some of Gerald's dancing at the start of the show here.
You got a boogie before the legs.
That's right. You got a boogie before the legs go out. All right. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We got a long segment coming up, but let's start finishing up your story. So you're in Berlin, beautiful architecture, but almost all of it completely destroyed, bombed out from the bombing and the Russians coming in. 20 million Germans died one way or another. So they say it's 21 million for following Hitler. But it was the banksters that created the Versailles Treaty and the atmosphere that allowed it. And it just shows the very same crews today shall continue.
And then I thought to myself, you know, I'm of Italian descent. And during the same time, I mean, you think of the Italian names, you know, Puccini, Rossini, Michelangelo, Da Vinci. I mean, we have quite a history. We eat a lot better than the Germans. How can they let a cartoon character like Mussolini destroy their country? And so I came back on April 23rd, and it was a for sale sign on the Franz Rogan House. That's one of the ones in the magazine. It was built in 1750. And I said to myself, and I was down in Argentina, as you know, in Chile, and I was getting out of here. I was going to Uruguay. I said, I had enough of this crap.
When the earthquake happened.
Yeah, right. I was on the 14th floor of the Crown Plaza Hotel. And I was looking to leave. And I said to myself, you can't run away. There are two-bit freaks everywhere. We have them right here. You want to see some two-bit freaks? How about Bush? There's a two-bit freak for you in my book. How about Obama? Two-bit freak. How about Slick Willie Clinton? You want to see a freak? Roll him out. How about go down the list? Pelosi. One
Janet Napolitano. The stuff those women settled in court with, the stuff at the Justice Department, they're lunatics.
They're lunatics. And that's what I'm trying to say. You go down. I mean, how about that other guy before that? Cherkov? What was his name? Cherkov? The other, before Napolitano, the guy on the Bush.
Chertoff, yeah.
Yeah, the guy that was the consultant for...
Naked body scanners.
Yeah. So it's two big freaks everywhere. You cannot run away, is my belief. So I said, I'm staying. And so I bought that one building. And then as the story goes on...
There's a magazine article about it. Let's put it on screen for folks.
I bought the second building, the Academy, 1774. And that was built in, that was where the Governor Clinton, not this Clinton, went to school for the elites at the day. And then I bought the Dr. Jansen House. And I said to myself, this is the most historic four corners in the United States. It's the only place where there's a pre-Revolutionary War stone building on each corner. And if this is where the first American Revolution had its roots, I want to see the second one.
Again, it was the first capital. The British burned it.
Yeah.
You are doubling, tripling down with everything you've got to stand
exactly
your ground. And symbolically, we all need to dig our heels in and fight like Hades. We're not giving up.
And I also realize if I was in Italy, I would never be the guy I am. I'm only who I am because of the country that I come from. That allows me to be this person. I'm not locked in a culture trap. I'm free. And I don't like people screwing with my freedom. And so I said, this is where the first American Revolution had its roots. I want to see the second one. But, of course, I don't want to see any violence. I want this to be an intellectual, a moral, a spiritual, a renaissance.
Withdrawing our consent and then building with art and culture the new world.
Exactly. And just like what you're doing here with your studio. You know, and I'm trying to do this.
No, I'm fully committed. My wife's as smart as I am or smarter. She's lived all over the world. And we've had real discussions about, look at our children, let's get out of here. And I said, yeah, maybe we'll buy some time for a while. But the only way to beat this is let's double down. And so we've committed our family, the kids, everything. We're on the altar of liberty.
Yeah.
I put my kids on it, everything. It's like...
And with enough people behind us, we could change the course. Again, look who... is rule. Look at the people that are ruling us. What self-respecting human being would take these? And you don't have to go. Look, go around the world. Hey, how about that guy Hollande over there in France? Hollandaise.
Turns out they're all exempt from the taxes in the Socialist Party with 100% tax rate on the middle class. Did you see that?
No, I missed that.
No, that's CNBC. Folks, put it up. 100% tax rate. How's that sound?
That's great.
And then the socialists are exempt.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you see the same thing. You go over to the UK. Cameron? And Blair? I mean, look at these little boys, these little chicken hawks. Could you imagine these guys leading a charge? They have big mouths. All these people have big mouths.
Hey, look, there
they
it is.
Want to start
taxes on some wealthy French top 100% of income. Reuters.
Yep.
I can't even believe that. But you saw where it came out, where almost all the top socialists, they got Swiss bank accounts, don't pay taxes, but
exactly.
They're in control, so no one can stop them. They're not socialists, they're criminals.
And then you pick up today's Wall Street Journal and you look at the front page, you're stopping them. The Portuguese are out in the streets. The Spanish are out in the streets. The Brazilians are out in the streets. People are taking...
Exactly, you predicted it. Stay there, we'll be right back with Gerald Celente.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We're back live, and I know we've got people holding that want to ask questions of myself and Gerald Celente, like Gabriel. And, of course, Sergeant Bill has been holding the longest. We'll get to you guys, I promise. We'll do a little bit of overdrive, too. I'm going to have him again interviewed for Obama Deception, too. Now, remember, it's sponsorship that makes this broadcast possible, and the news division we're building, you know, the people's information warfare system using our ammunition that's the truth, history, common sense, and renaissance and enlightenment that Gerald Celente was just talking about. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. They have the best horrible foods at the very best prices out there. It's what I chose for my family as an emergency backup. Ants store food. The government stores food. They tell you not to store food, or they say have a week of food. Folks, you can get the very best systems. They've got a free DVD that breaks down the research and 6 free meals you can also get. And for the next few days, it's over this month. It's over in June. Buy 3. Get one free of any of the storable food kits, buy three, get one free, and get free shipping. I don't think they've ever offered buy three, get one free, and free shipping. That's a big deal when it comes to storable food, the free shipping. So eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. And finally, InfidelBodyArmor.com. It's important, if everything goes to hell in a handbasket, to have high-quality body armor. And this is a lot better. And Mike Adams, you know, is into this stuff. He says this, he loves it as well. This is the metal stuff that stops hundreds of rounds, not six like chromatic or ceramic. Stops hundreds of rounds from AK-47 up to 308. InfidelBodyArmor.com, InfidelBodyArmor.com. They got a huge online catalog, or you can also give them a call and get a physical catalog, 888-608-6605, 888-608-6605. InfidelBodyArmor.com, 888-608-6605. And don't forget InfoWarsStore.com and the very best ProPure water filtration systems with 10% off promo code WATER to cut out the bisphenol A and the mercury and the lead and the hydrofluorosilicic acid that they say is so good for you, even though the Harvard study says 20-point IQ reduction within a decade of drinking it, especially in youth, and sevenfold increase in bone cancer. That's just one of the hundreds of things in your loving tap water, so you might want to get a high-quality stainless steel ProPure water filtration at InfoWarsStore.com with 10% off promo code WATER. Because we're not funded by the government. We're funded by great products we believe in. Now, Gerald, you were getting into the world's waking up. I want to get your current take on how they're trying to drive down gold and silver, what's happening in the global economy, what's mainly on your radar, the open funding of Al-Qaeda in Syria now, how that's out in the open, and then what you think of the NSA and what you think of the Rolling Stone editors, you know, saying that they told me, now I've talked to his friends, his family, I found the quotes. They've said the Army has told me they're going to kill me for this story. I've got a bigger one on the CIA. I'm going to let's talk about that before we get back into this. What's happening? What do you do when we know? Looks clearly they killed Aaron Swartz. He wasn't going to kill himself. He was going to fight those fake charges. This guy, his car blows up. The engine blows 60 yards down the street. His wife says, "I think he was killed. I'm going to, you know, demand a real investigation and bring down, quote, whoever did this." I talked to his Army buddy. He goes, "Oh, yeah, it looks like he was killed." This is on the show a couple days ago. This is nowhere in the news that the widow and his best buddy think he was probably killed and are calling for investigation. They're attacking me saying I'm a conspiracy theorist and shouldn't question it. What do we do when stuff like that's going on?
You have to tune out. I mean, I was watching the news today. I watch it every day because I have to see what they're talking about. But why don't we talk about Trayvon Martin? How about that Hernandez guy? I mean, we could go on and talk about nothing. So they become complicit. The press is in this country, there is no fourth estate. So the reality is that the CIA, the FBI, the NSA have been lying to us forever. Why would anybody believe anything that they say? So, of course, you take it with a grain of salt well, how about the whole Boston Marathon? I mean, you did that wonderful InfoWars where you had it on the cover. I mean, we have no information about that. The story kept changing by the minute.
They're killing witnesses left and right.
Yeah. Remember the story that they robbed the 7-Eleven? No, they didn't rob a 7-Eleven. Oh, there was a gunfight between the kid when he was in the boat. And it wasn't a gunfight. They didn't have that. They had all these weapons. No, they didn't have all those weapons. So about the Snowden, to me, there's nothing new that we haven't written about in the Trends Journal over a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, in chapter and verse. And even when we wrote about it, we said that this news was coming out, and nobody seems to care about it. We even use that language. So Snowden hasn't said anything new. The only thing that's different with Snowden is he has the hard proof with him. But there's not a thing that he said that hasn't been written about or talked about by myself and others. What's that guy, Bramford?
James Bramford.
Yeah, he's written.
But, I mean, the CIA director bragged they were spying on us without warrants, but it's okay when he's saying it's good.
Yeah. So again, it's what I've said from the very beginning, when the whole too big to fail began and people would call Obama communist and a Marxist and all of this. I said, no, it's fascism. It's the merger of state and corporate powers. So the behavior is perfectly acceptable under a fascist regime. This is what to expect.
And they're consciously converting us to that because that's the only system they're going to survive in as tyrants I mean, that's why it's a no-brainer. So what do? We start buying local. We start withdrawing our consent from the system. We don't support any big chains. What else do we do?
Well, again, you know, one of the things my motto was in the last election, stay home, don't vote. If we get people, we get under 40% of the people that don't voting, then we could really say that, no, this is not a representative form of government.
But have them say we withdraw consent because we say this is not a real process.
It's not a real process. What do we got? We have the Republicans and the Democrats.
You know, they've done that before. We can hold alternate elections.
Again, boycott this mafia. And, yeah, that's another one. So, again, it has to begin at the grassroots. And, again, one of the ones that I keep suggesting is pushes for direct democracy. As I mentioned, Hitler said she didn't care what the polls showed. We're going to do more in Afghanistan. You don't see Chelsea over there in uniform. Bill didn't go to war. Obama didn't go to war. None of these guys did. Let the people vote. You want to go to war? Let the people vote.
I read about this a few years ago and kind of forgot about it, but I went and looked it up last week. They have thousands of troops forced in their contract into a third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh tour with parts of their feet or their whole foot blown off. They're sticking prosthesis on people and saying, get in there, Marine. Unbelievable.
And you know what another disgusting thing is how these advertisers are using the military. There's this Iams dog food ad. I don't know if you saw that one, man. Whew, what a trip. I mean, there's this big dog waiting near the door or the window looking out, and all of a sudden Dawn walks in with a camouflage uniform back from a tour of duty, and this dog's on top of her. I mean, you really want to talk about sexual exploitation. And then I'm watching another one. Zwillow.
No, well, you're being bigoted against bestiality now.
Yeah, right. Zwillow, is that the one with the real estate one?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's one there, and the little girl and the mother walk into a house, and it's an empty house that they just bought, and they open the door, and there's the guy in military combat uniform. You know, obviously, he just came home. They're using this military thing, the advertising,
to sell their agenda.
Exactly. And in doing so, they're selling both they're brainwashing the public to continue to accept this lunacy as, what have we accomplished in these wars? Oh, the Vietnam War. You guys did a great job.
Well, listen, that is pure Pavlovian. Any football game, any basketball game, when they score or something big happens, they cut to the military clapping Pavlovianly, like, get a new house, military. Dogs happy, military. Make a touchdown, military. To like Pavlovian, I mean, I guess next time, you know, have Marilyn Monroe bend over or something, they have the military pop out.
You got to look at this Iams ad. I mean, I'm telling you.
We got it on screen. There it is.
Yeah, she's right. She's wait till she lays down on the floor and the dog's on top of her. I mean, I'm not making this up. Watch.
How their legs spread.
Yeah, look at the dog. I mean, you know, the dog.
You can tell.
You know?
and I bet that person in the ad didn't even understand. It's not even subliminal. That's what they got the public so unconscious.
That's
now.
What I mean. Yeah, I mean, you see, they both had the same uniform.
Hey, listen,
the same exact colors.
Listen, all these children's shows that are targeting kids and ABC Family. The bad guys are the heterosexual men, and the CPS cops, actually the women, they keep the kids, and then they go, oh my gosh, the heteros on the show, if it's on my phone, I just took a photo of it in the movie theater in the ad. It's called The Fosters. The biologicals know the kids are here, and then it shows the cop taking out the dad. And I mean, the bad guys are dads, and they have a gay and lesbian thing at the White House with little girls introducing it. And they have articles about, oh, Elmo, the creator of it says it's good. And, oh, Bert and Ernie, they say it's good that they're gay, and it's good for your kids to be gay. I'm not even against, quote, gay people, but I'm against sexualizing children. How is it okay to sexualize kids if it's homosexual versus heterosexual? How is it okay to have the dog with her legs spread on top of her, the Irish wolfhound? I mean, why are they obsessed with this? Why are they shoving it down our throats?
Again, it's sick at every level. I was mentioning that, like, they took us to the Vietnam War. We lost 58,000 people, 250,000 committed suicide, and a bunch of guys I know have, you know, half out of their mind from going there. Then they lost in Afghanistan. We've lost in Iraq. They destroyed Libya, and now they're talking about Syria. It's lunacy at every level.
But they make money.
Exactly.
And so they're actually winning. The globalists are sucking America dry while they destroy other countries.
And that, oh, you were talking about Snowden. This isn't about NSA spying. It's about another aspect of the military-industrial complex. It's the cyber-industrial complex. According to the Financial Times, we the people are spending $80 billion a year on national security. Where is it going? Hey, you know the guy that's the head of the Booz Allen, a great name for the company too, right? Booz Allen. Mike McConnell, you know where he was before he was CEO of...
Yes.
Yeah. How many years under Clinton, 1992 to...
It's all a payoff.
Six NSA. Who's the head of the NSA.
I was reading where some of these companies are getting $10 billion a year to spy on us, and then they're allowed to use the intelligence in their other corporate divisions against competition.
Yep. And this is the rub. Oh, this guy Snowden, you know, he's jeopardized the national security of the United States by spilling these... What secrets? That they're spying on us? But here's the thing. We're not allowed to know a damn thing about it, but yet they hire 850,000, according to the Financial Times.
800 plus 1,000.
Right? But they're allowed to watch us, but we're not allowed to watch anybody or know anything.
Listen, every time I've been with national film crews in D.C., 200 yards from the monument, and they go up to families filming and say, turn that off, the police, just to dominate, and the security guards. And they come to the camera and go, well, this city doesn't give permits to film, plus we don't need one, to like mainstream film channels. And the cop goes, turn it off, you're going to jail. And then then families in front of the White House with their iPhones out taping. Secret Service comes over in plain clothes, but also in police outfits, and threatens you. And they're laughing, and I go, well, this country isn't free. And they go, you're right, now move it. I mean, and then they have all these movies where the White House is being blown up to create the illusion that it's under attack. And,
yeah.
I mean, it's just a joke. I live in North Korea.
And that's why we need the Second American Revolution.
I don't know how these feds, because it wasn't just us and film crews, because, you know, we were clean cut and good looking. I couldn't imagine if we weren't. They would go over to families and go, ma'am, don't film the White House. And she'd be across the park like 200. She'd go, I'm here with my kids. I'm going to make this easy. And you want to go over and punch the guy in the nose.
I mean, this is what's going on. And so it's a loss of liberty at every step of the way.
What is wrong with... How do they get people to act like this?
Well, there's a whole profile. Again, you're looking at all the people that have... You know, people probably have empty lives and they're getting fulfilled by...
We have footage of this in Kansas City, where my crew is filming the Federal Reserve from 500 yards away at a city park. And Federal Reserve security guards with guns come over and go... We should leave. It's going to get rough. And my guys have been told not to get in confrontations. And we went, but First Amendment. They go, this isn't even your property. And they go, we told you leave or it's going to be hard on you.
Yeah.
And then it was in the newspaper.
Yeah.
That was a total official oppression.
Alex, they closed down 100 square miles of Boston. Shelter in place made people stay in their homes.
Yeah, let's find that and show that. Go ahead.
Right?
Yeah.
100 to get a 19-year-old kid. That's the other thing I've been thinking about. Look at the people that have destabilized the American government. Look at these treacherous people. Bradley Manning. Now, there's a real one you have to watch out. This little poor guy. Bradley Manning, this 19-year-old kid that they got in the hospital from the Boston Marathon, and this guy Snowden. I mean, look at these young guys, and they make these young guys, they're a threat to national security. I mean, that's how sick it's been.
No, they bombed Boston. The feds did it. We've got all the evidence.
But I'm just saying,
you know, we got behind-the-scenes stuff.
Look at the kids that they...
No, I know. They get poor patsies, yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, it looks like Manning isn't probably the one that actually released much of it. They even know that. They're just burning him because he's easy.
Yeah. But again, look at the faces. Look at the faces that are a threat to America.
Well, I'm sure you saw the videos in Boston where women would walk out and they would aim guns, and then the women would get in the street, put their hands down, and the cops would push them and go, get your hands back up. It was an excuse to have just an orgy that everyone was a terrorist. Now when they have a flood in a city, in Canada or here, they lock down everything and go rob everybody's guns.
I know. Yeah, it's shelter in place. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. So, again, this is why we have to either go in a new direction, because if we stay on the one we're on, it's cooked. I want to mention also about the economy, you asked me. Again, it is happening. Here, look at that picture in today's toilet paper record, the New York Times.
We'll give folks a document cam shot of that.
Right? Look at the guy. People.
Oh, my gosh. He's such an evil protester.
Right? Look at him. And there's another one in today's...
Tell the listeners what's happening there. It just shows a protester faced off against the police before a soccer match in Brazil on Thursday. But, I mean, at least the Brazilians, they say they're sick of government corruption.
They're sick of government. Here's another one. Here, look at this one. It's the same thing everywhere. Here, look at this one.
But see, we've got the estrogen in our water, so we don't.
We don't have people to stand up here. That's in Portugal. It's going on all over the world. It's in Turkey. On Sunday, there's going to be a big demonstration in Egypt. And they're already warning. The Egyptian secularists, by the way, are saying that the United States is behind the Islamic Brotherhood government of Morsi, and they're against the secularists. You could read that.
Of course.
Yeah.
They always put the radicals in.
And now this is what the secularists... Anyway, so there's a big showdown coming in Egypt, and the military may step in again. Again, you go to Portugal, you go to Brazil. Oh.
Because they know those radical Muslims wrecked those countries.
Exactly. And then you go 35 killed already in China, in the Xinjiang province. People around the world are demonstrating against their government. The greatest fear, by the way, that the Chinese government has are the people. That is their
greatest fear. Let's explain that. And why worldwide? Because we're really in a depression that you and others predicted. The media is not just telling us. In little isolated pockets, people are doing okay. But overall, by every metric, I've had countless economists on. We've been in a depression, what, 5 years?
5 years.
5 years. We'll be back with Gerald Celente with TrendsJournal.com.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Hey, Hey, that reminds me of Ted Nugent. We need to get Ted on. He routinely, every month or so, calls the hotline when he wants to get on. We need to just call. Remind me to call Ted up after the 4th of July. I want to get Billy Corgan back on, too. Not name-dropping here, our listeners. Great people like Ted Nugent, Billy Corgan, very diverse. Liberty lovers. I'm just remembering all these big guests I forget to get on. Boy, we're going to go into overdrive, and I promise go to Gabriel and Sergeant Bill and others that have really been patient. You can ask me your question and, of course, then get Gerald Salente to chime in on it. Very honored folks have been calling into the broadcast here. Gerald is going to do some taping today for the Obama deception. And if he's still got energy, he has a lot of it. Who knows, he might be on the nightly news, but it's really a treat to have him here in town with us. We got a lot of big ideas cooking with Gerald as well. You may hear about in the next few months. We'll just leave it at that. Gerald, finishing up with the global depression. 5 years, you agree with that analysis by all the metrics. And that's why this stuff's also happening. And you predicted. You said when they lose everything, they lose it.
Yeah, and then they take you to war. So now let's look what's going on. We saw the stock markets go through this roller coaster ride since Ben Bernanke, Osama Ben Bernanke, public enemy number one, announced that they would be tapering off on their stimulus. Gold, of course, it's lost so much strength since that has happened. And then we look at behind it. The markets, let me get this straight now. The markets are going down because they say there's not going to be any more stimulus. However, everyone admits that the stimulus has not stimulated the economy. The only thing it's done, it's gone to the bankers and the financial institutions for them to make money. Because as we look, since the Great Depression began, the greatest depression, the jobs that were lost between 2008 and 2013 are mostly middle-income paying jobs. This is a fact. The jobs that have been created are mostly low-paying wage jobs that aren't enough to have to maintain a standard of living, a working wage. Here are the jobs that have been created. You want a job as a bartender or waitress? There's a job waiting for you someplace. Do you want a job in hospitality? Wonderful word for cleaning up and making beds in hotels and that kind of thing. You can maybe find a job there. They're creating some there. Temporary workers, no benefits, no pensions, nothing.
And in China, they're replacing the people with robots. Where does it all end?
So you look at the jobs that are being created. They're all low-paying jobs. Manufacturing jobs are being lost. When you mention China, they're being lost here and over there. And, oh, that's the other part of the equation, by the way. China is also in a slowdown. They have a liquidity crisis, and they're saying we're not going to dump more dough into this to keep the Ponzi scheme going. But it's bigger than a liquidity crisis. It's a debt crisis because the banks, just like they were doing here, the hot money has been flowing into real estate. You hear about
it. So what do you predict is going to happen? Will they keep the QE going, or will they stop it? They're naked shorting to drive down gold artificially. Ron Paul says it'll go to infinity once that stops.
I agree with Ron Paul. I don't know what they're going to do, but I do know this, and so does everybody else. Read the headline in today's business section of the USA Today. Mortgage rate party's over. I mentioned to you that I bought those buildings. I got a 2.875% interest rate on one of them, and that was in February. So that's, and oddly, I hedged my bets by doing this without having any intention of doing so. Now mortgage rates are up to 30-year is now up to 4.46%. It's a 30-year fixed rate rose to 4.6%, the highest in almost 2 years, up from under 4% a week ago, and they've gone up some 20.
And I remember you said that about a year ago. You said by the end of 2013, I think you put it in one of your publications, that they were going to end the QE. How'd you know that?
Because they can't keep this going on forever. Interest rates.
That's what you said last year, exact quote, yeah.
So where is it going to end? We're going to go into worse conditions than what we saw in 2008.
We're going to come back, take calls, and explain what that's going to mean, what you think is coming out of that. Overdrive, Infowars.com/show.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.